September was a banner month at the southern border. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. There were 227,000 migrant encounters, the most ever in September, according to Customs and Border Protection.
CBP also says there were 20 known or suspected terrorists arrested at the southern border in September, bringing the total terror watchdog arrests at the border for fiscal 2022 to 98.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Much of the fentanyl in the U.S. arrives through our southern border, and the dangerous drug led to the poisoning of five sheriff's deputies in Nevada. Police in Douglas County say they were exposed this week during a drug bust and suffered overdose symptoms. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board have been sent to New Hampshire, where a small plane collided with a building in the city of Keene.
The FAA says that the plane was a single-engine Beechcraft Sierra. The city of Keene says there were no injuries at the multifamily building that the aircraft crashed into and set ablaze.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Officials say those on board were killed, but it's unclear how many people were in the plane. President Biden's plan to forgive billions of dollars in student loan debt has been halted temporarily.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has granted an emergency stay blocking the president's plan, but only until the court makes a final decision. And the White House wasted no time issuing a statement last night writing this. Tonight's temporary order does not prevent borrowers from applying for student debt relief at studentaid.gov. And we encourage eligible borrowers to join the nearly 22 million Americans whose information the Department of Education already has.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Six Republican-led states filed lawsuits. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Thousands of police officers from across the country came together in Connecticut yesterday. They gathered at a stadium to honor two officers who were gunned down in Bristol during an apparent ambush.
We will ceremonially promote each of them into their new ranks.
Brian Gould is the Bristol police chief. Dustin DeMonte was posthumously promoted to lieutenant, Alex Hamsey to sergeant. An accused school shooter in Michigan is expected to plead guilty to murder next week. Prosecutors say Ethan Crumbly killed four students at Oxford High School last year and injured several others. His parents are also behind bars charged with involuntary manslaughter. They allegedly made it easy for their son to access a gun. Staying in Michigan, a jury could soon start deliberating the case against three men linked to a kidnapping scheme.
Jackson County, Michigan prosecutors rested the state's case against Joe Morrison, Pete Musico, and Paul Bellar after the final witness, a gas station attendant, said two of the men would often complain about Governor Gretchen Whitmer, calling her a tyrant. They're accused of assisting in the plot to kidnap Whitmer in 2020. The men's attorneys called one police officer and recalled an FBI agent before resting their case as well. Closing arguments are set for Monday. There were two earlier federal trials in which two men were acquitted and the jury hung on charges regarding two other men. But after a second federal trial, those two other men, Adam Fox and Barry Croft, were convicted of conspiring to kidnap and use a weapon of mass destruction. Two other men involved pleaded guilty. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Missouri town is fighting back against car thieves targeting Hyundais and Kias. Police in Calverton Park are giving away free steering wheel locks. Just last month, police in St. Louis County say nearly 300 Hyundais and Kias were stolen. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.